And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I'm not, I don't know that I'm totally clear what you're talking about.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that that movie is an expression, a symbolic expression, and it's certainly something, Mr. Henry, that African-American people have, I believe, have picked up on.
All right, with me is a young man. Your name's David.
My name's Dave Oliver, Phil.
Okay, and Dave, you are at Canyon, L.A. Canyon College, working on your associate arts degree. Tell me about that.
Yes, sir. I'm taking criminal justice. I'm also taking sociology. I want to go for my associate of arts degree and then eventually go to the Los Angeles Police Academy to become a member of LAPD.
So your future's in law enforcement, huh?
Absolutely, yes, sir. Particularly with LAPD, because I believe that is the, even with all the problems it had, you know, single most professional police department in the world right now.
All right, now, the movie is King Kong that I was talking off the air with Dave about, and we're continuing the discussion here. King Kong is the film that was originally done in 31 or 33 or something like that, about this giant ape that is captured by a show promoter and the men that he's with on an island somewhere in the South Pacific, I guess, and then it's taken to New York and it's put on display.
That's correct, yes.
And this film is perceived by many as a symbolic racist statement about how Caucasian Americans or white people feel about black people, right?
Yes, sir. There have been a lot of articles about it. Now, the only reason why I have...
What articles are you referring to?
Well, I've seen some articles. One was in Entertainment Tonight or Entertainment Week. I forget which one. But my only interest in this, Mr. Henry, is as a prospective police officer, as a prospective member of the LAPD. The first thing you don't want to see is any kind of social... a situation that could develop, tension and so forth.
Well, we're not talking about riots or anything.
No.
We're talking about what? We're talking about just a sort of strain in race relations while this film is out?
Well, yes, and I think it's important because I take sociology as one of my primary subjects in going to be in the LAPD, but I think it's important to say to the African-American people to be, calm, to stay calm. This is something that Caucasians or white people seem to need, or it's something that they want to see, and I don't think anything has to happen. I think you just let these whites go and see this movie, and be cool, stay off the streets,
Are you suggesting that African-Americans, while King Kong, how long? I mean, the movie's going to be in a long run.
Well, I'm just saying the opening weeks here, it just had its weekend last week, it opened up, and there are some, black people walk by the theater or drive by the theater to see a line of white people going to see King Kong, and it's going to make them, I don't know how to say it, but they're going to tighten up, when they see... if I'm, and let's just say, for instance, Mr. Henry, I'm Hispanic American, for purposes of this discussion.
Okay.
But I consider myself to be an American, more or less. I'm simply trying to say, if you were to take me as somebody who's standing in the middle, I'm looking at white people. I'm saying, okay, go see your movie, and have your fun. Just know that you're it's angering a lot of blacks. And so maybe to keep your distance, for the next few days,
All right. Well, that's if we're to accept, Mr. Oliver, that's if we're to accept this idea that King Kong is somehow a racist statement, that it's the ape supposedly is symbolic of black people.
Well, it's a very obvious symbolism about, the fears that white people have. The view of black people as being monkeys, their view that the blacks, black men are going to steal a white woman, their view that somehow the African-American represents a savage aspect to humanity that will disrupt the civilized society. All of these things play out in this movie.
Are you telling me the filmmakers... And the scriptwriters intended that?
Well, you have to remember when the movie was originally made, it was 1933. That was a very commonplace attitude. Now, the movie has been brought back by the movie studios as an entertainment vehicle, but the message is still there. Plus, you have to understand, and I'm not saying this to be racist or anything, but most of the movie studios are owned and run by the Jewish people, and, you know, they don't have any vested interest.
Well, now you're going into that whole thing, man, you know.
Well, no, I'm not saying they run, you know, the world or anything. I'm just saying.
No, I reject that outright. You're saying that they don't care, that they're just going to throw it out there, huh?
Well, look, if you've got a lot of whites who you can stir up with this kind of propaganda, and you got a lot of blacks who are going to get angry because of this movie, but they're going to make a lot of money with it. I don't know that there's a lot of people in a position of power in Hollywood who are going to care about that.
All right, Dave Oliva is with me, a student at L.A. Canyon College, sociology, law enforcement student, aspirations to join the Los Angeles Police Department at some point. We're talking about the movie King Kong and the fact that it is, in his opinion, a symbolic representation, a symbolic racist statement. Now, we talked about this on our show, believe it or not, about 3 or 4 years ago. We had someone who came on and talked about the movie, and
well, and also the event itself was something that traumatized New York, and you can't get around that.
All right, well let me give our phone number out at 1-800-449-8686, and you're saying what? You're saying African Americans should just lie low and not, you know, cause a problem, or
yeah, I think the best thing to do is, you know, don't stay you know, away from the theaters. Because it's only going to upset you. As far as the white people, my message to them is, you know, go ahead and see the movie. Nobody's fooled by, you know, you going to see it. Obviously, you're going to see it because you enjoy, you know, that kind of...
That they're racist?
Excuse me?
That the whites that go see King Kong are racist?
Well, they may not know it, but that's the only reason. I mean, come on. You know,
wait. When I saw it as a kid, I liked it. Did that make me a racist?
Well, you were a white kid, right? Were you white?
Yes, of course I was white.
All right, then it's endemic. It is organic. It is part of the organism as a young white child to enjoy looking at, you know, a monkey symbolize a black guy.
I don't know that I buy that either. Let me give our number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dave Oliva about King Kong. This is a remake of the original, and when I say a remake, my understanding is Peter Jackson used the original shooting script, so you're seeing the film. You know, remember when they redid Psycho? Only apparently this is a lot more interesting to look at than the Psycho. The one that they remade was cool, but this apparently has the special effects that Jackson's noted for. 1-800-449-8686. Look, so you're basically saying you're trying to keep the races apart or something over the next few weeks as the King Kong film plays out across the country, and then when it goes to DVD or pay-per-view, what?
Well, then when it goes to DVD or pay-per-view, then you've got to understand you're going to have a lot of whites and blacks mingling together in Blockbuster or at Hollywood Video, which is the one that's near my house, and you're going to have a lot of whites and blacks mingling together over at the video store, and you know, I would say then, you know, if once King Kong goes out on DVD, when you do go into Blockbuster, which, you know, I mean, I'm not saying stay away from whites or stay away from blacks, but if you see blacks in Blockbuster or, like in my case, Hollywood Video, maybe just go to the other side of the store until that guy rents his movie. If you are black and you see a guy standing in line with King Kong under his arm, I would, you know, take a walk, man. You know, walk it off and just...
You're pretty sure that this is going to upset a lot of African-Americans, aren't you?
Well, I mean, yeah. See, this is something, Mr. Henry...
I mean, you're not even black. You're not speaking for... And again, black people are not a monolith. It's comprised, all humanity comprised of individuals.
Well, look, I'm Hispanic American, but I don't see myself as Hispanic, so I understand what you're saying. But the point is, I'm just saying to African Americans who may be upset about, you know, the movie Kong, you know, and it's going to be a lot of them, you know, even if you're an African American who has white friends. Suppose you got a white friend, and you go over to his house one day. And he goes, yeah, I just rented King Kong, okay? That's almost like a slap right across your face. You know, turn around and leave.
All right. Well, this is as if I were to rent King Kong, and I've got it at my house, and one of my black friends comes over. Should I hide it? Should I?
It's a good idea not to have it laying around. I mean, you know, it only speaks to what a racist you are. Okay.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. David Oliva with us, prospective Los Angeles Police Department employee. Meg is on the line. Go ahead, Meg. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I am a minority. I'm a Hispanic,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I live in a pretty. Lately, this my area has a lot of minorities have moved into the area.
You are talking
and,
about
you know,
your black people.
You could either become part of it, or you could just decide to make a difference on your own. If he wants to look at King Kong, like a, I mean, that's so ridiculous. You could look at anything and turn it into, because I was translated into a thousand different ways with religion. You know, if you want to look at King Kong, look at that, it's racial. That's ridiculous.
Well, ma'am,
why doesn't he send out a message to the kids that it's just about that love can be unconditional, even between King Kong and, you know what I mean? Why doesn't he look at that?
What are you talking about? First of all, Meg, if I could tell you this. Look, if I saw a guy going down the street wearing a Ku Klux Klan sheet, are you telling me I could interpret that to mean he's just going to a Halloween party?
No, what was that? Say it again. If you saw him wearing a Ku Klux Klan,
I've seen a guy go down the street and he's wearing a Klan sheet, like a pointed hat, you know. Can I interpret that to mean, oh, well, you know, he's not a racist. He's just going to a Halloween party.
You know what? I'll be honest with you.
See,
if I saw that, you know what I do? I separate myself from it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I continue to be who I am.
Exactly.
I don't let other people's ideals change or make me react.
Exactly. I agree with you. And that's why I'm saying while the Kong King movie is out, to say, look, I'm going to stay away from whites and stay away from movie theaters that shows that.
But instead of that, why can't you tell the kids, you know what? Even if that is what they mean,
right.
Just to make a difference with the kids, why can't you just send out a message that maybe it's just showing that unconditional love, even between an animal and a person?
What about that, Dave?
Why can't that be the message?
What about that, Dave?
Well, I don't know what the lady means about unconditional love between an animal and a person.
Do you understand? Do you understand what I mean?
Perverted. I'm trying to say.
Well, what's perverted about it? You know, we're saying.
That's not perverted. People love their dogs. People love their, what do you mean?
Yeah,
people love
okay.
their hamsters.
But I don't think King Kong was carrying her up the World Trade Center, whatever he was doing, just to what? To be her pet? Come on.
Yeah, but he wasn't trying to have sex with her either. He just loved her.
Have you ever heard of Beauty and the Beast? Okay. My point
exactly.
is
exactly.
Well, okay, that's
love.
What I'm saying. About sex with a beast?
Well, you know what?
That's called bestiality. That's called bestiality.
Well, wait a minute. Go ahead, Meg. Say what you're saying.
I'm a minority. And that's your opinion. I refuse to translate things like that in my life because all that is going to ignite it.
Well, I agree.
But the way I'm going to make a difference is continue to be who I am and not even acknowledge that.
Right. Well, I agree with you, Meg. So when you drive by a movie theater and you see the movie up there, King Kong, just keep on driving. Don't let it tighten you up. Don't let it. You know what?
My daughter's very dark. You know what I'll tell her?
What?
Isn't it great how she could even show compassion for an animal? That's it.
I don't know.
Nothing to do with anything else.
Well,
all right. Look at Meg. Thank you. I'm going to take a break. Thank you for your phone call. What about that, Dave? What about the fact that King Kong isn't racist?
Well, okay. I mean, look. You know, you know. My father used to say I might have been born at night, but it wasn't last night. You know. I mean, look. You know, God rest his soul. By the way, my father passed on 6 months ago.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he had liver cancer. He was a heavy drinker, but you know, I loved him so much.
Well, yeah, but what about? I'm sorry, but I need to get to a break.
No, I'm just saying, you can believe that if you want to, but an ape with a white woman in chains. Put in chains by white men. Come on, man. I mean, it do it in a wheelchair with a straw in his mouth to figure it out, you know?
All right. 1-800-449-8686. King Kong. The motion picture debuted. Great reviews. Some people, Dave Oliva here, thinks it is a racist statement, a symbolically racist statement. And that African-Americans should avoid all theaters where you see white people queuing up to see this movie, that it's just keep the tension between the races at a minimum while this film is out by keeping yourself separate from we're keeping whites and blacks separate. He's a prospective police officer. I don't know that Dave has got an opinion one way or the other. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, when the truth just isn't enough. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Dave, you mentioned off the air, before we went on the air, that the film itself, King Kong, even though they use the original shooting script, there are some affectations put in by the director that you think are blatantly racist?
Well, I'm saying if I were an African-American, yeah, because, look, you know, you have to say, you know, a man has got the right to make any kind of movie that he wishes to make, okay? But there is a very short scene in the movie, and maybe Peter Jackson thought he was being funny. I don't know, but when King Kong escapes from the theater that they are showing him in, okay, in that very famous scene.
Right.
He leaves the theater. He goes into the streets of New York. And for a five-second period, he's doing what they used to call he's walking bad. You know, in other words, he's got his hands cupped backwards. He's doing a kind of a swaying, stiff-legged walk, shoulder to shoulder. He's strutting, what is called strutting, you know, in the hood. And so
you're telling me he's doing that kind of classic gangsta strut?
For about a five-second period, yes, sir. Okay. Now, maybe Peter Jackson thought that was funny. But black people see that. They go, oh, okay. He's just one, you know, King, you know, Kong King is just one big strutting gangsta, you know, and that's racist. Like I say, I'm not trying to say don't have the movie, but I'm saying if you're black, you can stay inside, let the white people go see it. You see lines of white people around the block to go see Kong. Let it ride, man. Just let, you know, like Chris Rock says, let it ride.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Andy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Andy, yes, go right ahead.
This is incredibly sad. I mean, your perception creates your reality. And right now, you have a very paranoid perception of this movie, I think. And it's dangerous for you to be on mass media.
Well, ma'am, you're a white person, so I, with all due respect to you, I don't know if you can speak to this. Look, you
I
are
can
not...
tell you that until I heard you speaking on the radio in my car, that thought never even crossed my mind.
Well, because
you should really not be
it's subconscious to you.
That all white people
it's
think like this.
It's subconscious to you. See, you're not bothered by it because you're white. If I'm an African American and I see Kong, the flat nose, the thick lips, that gangster, that strutting gangster walk they have him do. It.
Now, wait, I want to be clear.
He's a gorilla.
That's
he
correct.
He walks like a gorilla.
No, he's doing that. I'm sure you've seen that kind of badass walk that some of the kids do.
I'm saying that your perception is what is shaping your reality and you, the way
ma'am,
you see it.
Excuse
and just
me,
because
ma'am.
You see it that way doesn't mean everyone
ma'am,
else does.
Please, excuse me. I grew up in a neighborhood where there were a lot of African-American as well as Hispanic kids. I think I know.
So did
bit,
I.
Okay, well, then maybe
you don't know where I grew up. I grew up in the middle of Washington, D.C.
I don't think you grew up in a black neighborhood, though. I can tell.
Yeah,
yeah. No,
okay, now you're being
no,
prejudiced.
You don't. No, but you didn't grow
you
up.
You can't even see me right now.
You didn't grow up in a black neighborhood because you got that kind of, well,
kind of what?
What?
I just want to say this. If you see the movie, Kong does for 5 seconds after he leaves the theater, he's doing this, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, I like this kind of party. It's that, I don't know how to explain it to a white person, but it's a...
Well, I think I know what you're talking about. It's this kind of badass shoulder swing.
I know exactly
yeah.
what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay, great. Anyway,
I think it's really sad that you would, like, put this message and focus that instead of, like, the cinematography of the movie or the acting or...
Yeah, the acting's
the
real good.
It's
all,
it.
Yeah, the acting's real good. It's all like cartoons. Jesus. Look, ma'am...
They have voices.
I will say this. I know you didn't grow up around black people because of the way you go, I think it's really sad. See, that's real white.
Wow, talk about racist.
Well, no.
This is ridiculous, right? I wish you could hear yourself.
You should hear yourself because you just went,
it's really sad.
Or something like that.
All right, let's not make fun. Let's just, you know.
Well, she doesn't, you know. She's kind of cloistered or whatever you want to say.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686.
I'm like 22 years old. You don't know anything about me.
I don't need to know anything. I just got to hear your voice. It's like, oh, God. You know what? I don't want to live anymore having listened to you. Seriously.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're talking with a student of law enforcement and sociology at L.A. Canyon College. His name is Dave Oliva. He is on his way, he hopes, to a career in law enforcement. And David, you, speaking of the film King Kong, as a prospective law enforcement officer, I would have to ask you this question. What qualifies you to be a film critic, to say that this...
Well, Mr. Edersley...
No, to interpret this movie as a racist statement, as a statement made by white film producers about African-American men.
First of all, Mr. Henry, I'm trained, to be observant of racial flashpoints. That's one of the things that you will learn to be trained in when you become LAPD, to learn about racial flashpoints, okay? Peter Jackson is a great director. There's no getting around it. People love his movies. He also has a great sense of humor. He may think it's funny, you know, in one of the scenes you can see what looks like a big flat black nose, you know. It could be a black guy's nose, but it's Kong's nose, you know, and a pack of cool cigarettes, okay? Now, why would he say that? Because...
Wait, just say that again. What is this?
It is a billboard that is over the train track that King Kong eventually destroys as he leaves the theater, right?
Okay. And there's a billboard with a pack of cools and Kong's nose?
Yeah, and that's Peter Jackson. Now, he's a fun...
Are you telling me... Well, that wasn't in the original movie.
No, well, it wasn't in the original movie. You didn't... In those days, it was bad enough just to see some big black ape, you know, killing a bunch of white folks on a train. Have you heard about the Long Island Expressway shooting?
The what?
Have you heard about the Long Island Expressway shooting?
Yes, that man, that insane idiot.
Yeah, okay. That is almost like a 1988 version of John King, you know, like destroying all these whites. Only he wasn't no monkey on the train in 1988. He was a monkey that was all over the train in 1933.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm speaking with Dave Oliva about King Kong, the film, in his opinion, a racist statement that people have a right to watch, but he wants black folks and white folks to stay separated from each other while this movie's in the theaters. Here is Tony. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, he got the wrong point of view for him to be in law enforcement. Anyway, he's a bit prejudiced, I think. What he thinks is black and white watch the movie get... What if it's such something? What's going to happen?
Well, look, a black guy. Are you a black guy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're gonna drive up. You're gonna drive by a movie theater that's showing Kong, and see all these whites lined up around the block three times to go in and see the big black ape. You know, climb up a off the side of a building. It's gonna make you angry. Okay.
No, it's not. You can't tell me.
Are you kidding me?
That's gonna make me angry. It's not. It's not gonna offend me in any way, form. Fashion. What offend me is people's opinion. Well, don't really offend me, but what is wrong with your perception of things and you turn into a racist? It's not a racist. You should look at it like as a form of entertainment.
Okay. Then how come how come Peter Jackson's got a big flat Kong nose and a pack of cool menthol?
Maybe he's trying to represent a real good gorilla. I don't know. That might be it.
What? What's a gorilla got to do with cool cigarettes? Yeah, see what I'm saying? See,
are you saying that Jackson's a racist?
Well, I don't know.
Jackson who?
He's talking about the director of the movie, Peter Jackson.
Oh, Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson put in the movie a big billboard with a Kong nose and a pack of cool menthol filter tips, okay?
Are you trying to say that represents all black smoke cigarettes as well?
Well, no, but black folks smoke cool.
Well, I don't smoke at all.
Well, I mean, come on. Number one, I don't know any white people that smoke menthol. Only people smoke menthol are blacks.
Well, that's not true. You know, I mean,
hey, bull crap.
Cannot believe that.
Are you kidding me?
You actually probably need to seek some counseling because that is not true at all.
Sir, Walk up to an African American gentleman sometime and say, "Excuse me, brother, you have a cigarette?" I guarantee he's going to pull out a pack of Newports or Cools.
Well, whatever, man. So you're saying that this is something well known?
It's, what about the fact that the dude's, okay, you know, if you don't want to believe it, that's fine. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of black people who are going to see Kung King and go,
and we're going to have
the white folks. The white folks are doing it again. The white folks are doing it again. They're all. There's the monkey with the white girl.
So you see the movie as a form of racism.
Oh yeah. Well, no. I mean, I'm saying. Look, there was an empty. How come the ape, when he leaves the theater, there's a bottle of OE at his feet?
Oh, so not all blacks drink OE English.
Wait a second, sir. I guess you don't know what's going on. You know.
Well, how do you know? You're Hispanic.
Because I'll tell you right. Okay. I mean, if this guy. Are you sure you're black, Matt? Because
I've been that way for a long time.
All right,
look, Tony, thanks. Good point you made. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go down here to Janelle. Janelle, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Dave, I'm an African-American woman, although I'm also half Filipino, but I do not agree with anything that you are saying. I think that everything you're saying is pretty much ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
And for you to make fun of that last woman, for you to call her out and say that she's white and she grew up in this predominantly white neighborhood.
Well, you could tell she's all going, you could tell everything she's saying, she's all going, oh, I don't think so. You know, she's
right.
So
but
white,
as a perspective,
you know.
As a perspective officer, wouldn't you, I mean, isn't that going against pretty much you on your background to...
Well, look,
make
I would
fun of somebody
you,
and say that they are, well,
black,
like this and like that.
It, what? Well, look, I'm trained to recognize people that are trying to use their white, to try to use how they're white to, you know, like, you know, get around a speeding ticket or something. And she's all, yeah, you know, in my neighborhood, all this. And I'm saying, hey, look, white girl. Just get the wallet out. Let's see the driver's license. You know, you ain't going to charm me into thinking that you're so cute. And also another thing, as a black woman, how do you feel about Kong climbing up a building with a white girl? How come you don't have no black girl?
I look at this movie. I have seen the movie. It actually opened in San Diego Wednesday night.
Janelle, I can put it to you this way.
My father is black. I have all my family... I hang out with a bunch of black people,
so I don't know.
They don't see any kind of relevant here with this movie being some sort of slavery. And for I don't know if you hang around all black people, but how can you speak for all black people saying that this is how we feel?
I'm just trying to say to the black community, be cool, keep it off the street, you know.
Keep what off the street? Do you think that black people are going to erupt and they're the first ones to... cause drama around here?
Well, I think the black folks, after a while, you get tired of having it pushed in your face. Some King Kong ape, some monkey walking all bad and smoking Cools. And the other thing I was going to say...
None of my family, in fact, the ape is
OJ and the white girl is Nicole. Okay? Now you get what I'm saying.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
He said the ape is OJ and the white girl is Nicole?
Oh my God, that's
how white folks look. That's how white folks think.
How do you know that?
Because I've been around.
Can you really honestly speak for every white person
As a Hispanic, I'm closer to whites than most black people are. I hang around more of them than black people do, okay? Because Hispanics are like halfway black, halfway white. Nobody cares. I can go down into like Southgate, man, walk around. No one's going to hassle me. You know, lighten my skin up, dye my hair blonde, and I get somebody's going to come up with chicken wire, okay?
I don't think that you should be speaking for all black people and saying that they're going to cause drama because of this King Kong movie. I think that's pretty outrageous. So what about Memoirs of a Geisha? Do you think that all Japanese people are going to pretty much blow up and because of this geisha movie that's out? It's all entertainment.
I don't know about it. What is it?
It's all about entertainment. That's what it is.
Geisha movie. I never heard of no geisha movie. What's she talking about?
I don't know. It's
Memoirs
some book,
of a Geisha. It's a great book.
It's a book about, you know, geishas
are. You should
read
it.
Yeah, they're like Japanese girls.
Well, I think the form of entertainment, you are blowing everything out of proportion. It's
You're trying to pretend like it doesn't bother you. That the monkey picked a white girl.
As an African American woman, it does not bother me.
You're trying to pretend like it didn't bother you because the monkey picked a white girl, and that tightens your jaws. I know. But
the monkey picked a white girl. Well, she's going to feel better if the monkey picked a black girl?
Well, he's staying within his own species is all I'm saying.
He's staying within his own species. So now you're saying that King Kong's black.
No, man, I'm saying how white folks look at it. God.
So what about, I mean,
oh,
I,
man.
My,
okay.
My dad didn't pick his own species. He picked a Filipino woman to marry, and look at me. I'm not full black, but, I mean, you're going to say that.
Yeah, okay. And your dad, good thing he didn't go up no building, man. They would have shot him down with, you know, Baron von Richthofen or whatever.
I don't see anything.
Okay, Janelle.
Thank you, Phil.
Are you related to that white girl in D.C.? I'm just kidding.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. King Kong. Is it a racist statement? Well, Dave Olivet, prospective Los Angeles Police Department employee, believes that it is, and he wants to just have all the blacks and whites stay away from each other for the next 6 months while the movie's making its run in the theaters. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm studying to be LAPD. That's right. I'm going to be LAPD. Hey, how do you like me now? How do you like me now?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Dave Oliver with me. What did you have, Dave?
Mr. Ryan, when this event firstly took place, it's just a small, I don't know if you can hear this, but the tape recording of the... did you hear that?
I did not hear it, no.
Let me get off.
Where are you, sir?
I'm at Pechanga. I'm over at the casino right now.
Okay.
Let me try it again. I don't know if you heard that or not, but that's the event itself was very traumatic for New York.
What was that? I heard a gun and an ape or something?
Yeah, you heard there was the machine gun and a monkey.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brandon, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
I can't hear you. You got to turn it down.
I said I'm fine.
I can't hear you.
All right, see you later, Brandon. Let's move on to, I don't know where we're at here. Dwayne, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Dwayne?
Hey. Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment on this police officer. I don't know if he is or wanting to be.
I'm going to school right now to take LA law enforcement.
Okay, so you're going to be, your perspective.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to say that what you're saying is ridiculous for a police officer.
What?
It's insane.
What are you talking about?
The whole thing about King Kong, I mean, it's ridiculous. They don't train police officers to be racially selective, as such as you said.
No, sir,
They're trained to go in situations with an open mind.
Yes, sir, but you got to know.
If you're going to think that way with a movie, no less, you need to grow up and quit being immature and just move on with it.
Okay, can I say something?
That's ridiculous.
Could I say something to you?
Yeah, go right ahead.
We're trained to recognize what I said were racial flashpoints, not to be racially selective.
How is a movie being a flashpoint racially?
Well, because the movie Kong is a symbolism of a big black guy taking off with your white girlfriend.
In the 1930s, it was
that's
a
the
big
best way I know how to
gorilla
put it.
Who came in New York, I believe, with this girl. And
right.
That's how it was made.
It was
that's how it's remade this time.
Wait a minute. Wait, it was what? Say that again. I'm sorry.
In the 1930s, it was made, this gorilla escaped or something. I don't remember exactly.
Right.
It kidnapped this woman, and that's all it was about, was this big, huge gorilla.
Right.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Well,
you're looking too much into this. I mean, just because he's black... Do you want to put him a white girl in there, make him albino? I mean, that would be kind of cool.
Well,
you know?
First of all,
that's stupid.
You don't even know what you're talking about, man. Number one.
Yeah, I do know what I'm talking about.
You do?
Okay. I believe you're the one that don't know.
Well, wait a second, man.
And then you attack people who have a view against you and come off immature. You know, try to make fun of him. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, sir.
Blah,
no.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. What I'm saying is this.
Listen, my final point is you don't need to be a police officer.
Sir, I just want to say...
Thank you very much, sir, for having me on the show.
Okay. I mean, that's fine if the gentleman's hanging up.
Well, go ahead. What was your comment?
Well, number one. Yeah, right. An ape is captured by white guys. He steals a white girl, and then this chimpanzee goes up the side of a building, and they machine gun the chimp. And you're trying to tell me that's not racist? Hey, okay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Trying to say to you.
What is that?
That's the tape record, the police recording that they had of when it happened. And I'm saying that what people now, you know, people just need to just be cool. If you're black and it tightens you up, I understand.
Well, you're the guy that said it's OJ with Nicole going up the side of a building.
Well, I mean, first of all,
will you turn that ape sound? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Said what?
Your producer said that I could come on with some teaching aids, some audiovisual aids. That's what that is. But that, the wrong way. No, you. What it was this, Phil. It, and then the monk, you know, then the monk felt it.
Let me go over to a phone call here. It's Chris. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
How you doing, Phil?
Fine,
I'm first-time caller, first-time listener.
Yes, sir.
I'm just sitting here wondering myself, how many of your viewers are praying to God this guy doesn't pass the civil service exam?
Well, sir, I'm trying to be LAPD to save lives.
Okay, well,
you know, I mean,
how so? Okay, at what point did Jesse Jackson step down and ask you, a Hispanic man, to be a protester for the black community?
Look, you got a monkey going, ape, and... Forget it, man. If you don't see the
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.